burst.co.uk.
Welcome to the JK Show!
それが人生を謳歌脳のブラックボックス知るそれは効果今日はリミットライン全て凌駕最高か踏み出すそれは今日だやっぱ日々はいかんせんこそつなくこなして知能なストップ流れを見極めなまずものともせずこだ Here we go どのか
And that was Uberworld and Core Pride, which is most well known for being the intro for Aoi no Exorcist or Blue Exorcist. Great Japanese rock band who are very much part of the anime scene, but they have some great tracks out with of that. Anyway, welcome to the JK Show. I'm your host in residence, Jazz. And with me today is...
Hey, it's me, Liana. Hello.
That's Liana, my partner in crime, generally speaking. I have to say, hopefully you guys listen to Liana's Brazilian Trashy Hour. And we usually record it beforehand, don't we? And yeah. I just sit there and make faces at you.
He always does, and he makes me laugh a lot. That's why I laugh on my shows.
Before we start the show, just a quick point out that I've had a lot of replies recently going on about how I pronounce certain things. And I just wanted to say, guys, it's about the music and not about my terrible pronunciation of Japanese or Korean words. So apologies. But if you want to tell me how to pronounce this stuff properly, get in touch with me at jazzgbo. That's jazzgbo on Twitter. Okay, coming up on Burst, we have Block B, XID, which is apparently how you say that. Not Exit, but XID, Pia, and many, many more. First up, though, we have Block B. Lily, you like Block B?
Yes, I do.
Liana, I tend to call her Lily, so if that confuses the hell out of people, I apologize. But I've been getting her slowly and surely into Korean pop and rock and stuff. And just now, what did you say to me?
Well, I said that before I met Jazzy P, I thought that Korean pop and J-pop were very lame. I met this girl in Brazil that she used to make a YouTube channel like where she sings K-pop. And I thought, yeah, that's cool. But, you know, but now I really like K-pop. I recognize they're very good at what they do. Thanks, Jazz.
Hey, it's my pleasure. We even found some Brazilian K-pop, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We've got to play that at some point.
Yep.
I've got to remember to do that. It was just, it's actually really good. It was surprisingly good, wasn't it?
Yeah, just expect some dynamite going for you.
Okay, so this is Block B. The group consists of 7 members. Zico, who is the main rapper. Apologies for these pronunciations. Lee Tile, B-Bomb, so, you know, down with B-Bomb. An Jae-yu, Yu-Kwon, Park Kyung, and P.O. Anyway, this is one of their bigger tracks from last year. I think it's from last year. And it's called Very Good. You ready?
Yep, I love this song.
Would you say it was good or very good?
Very good.
Very good. Guess who's back? Real power, we needed a game, man. Adam, let's go. Showtime 환호와 기대 속에 첫 등장 No doubt 남들과 첫 변화되는 순간 나갈 문은 없어 넌 없이 나가게 돼 빛이 빛이 야야 내 빛이 빛이 야야 Hello I'm very very good
Very, very wicked.
Are you ready?
I'm better, better good.
And that was Block B with Very Good. Girl, we love that, don't we?
Yep.
Yeah, we really do actually love that. We were dancing around like maniacs. So, Lily, you've got the lyrics over there.
Yes, I do. Let's translate it for you guys. So, the song is about, let's go, showtime, making my first appearance among the cheers and excitement. No doubt, the moment I am set apart from others. There's no exit, you will lose your mind. Getcha, getcha, yaya, you getcha, getcha, yaya, get on. And now the lyric, the chorus, everyone knows that is like, I'm very, very good. Very, very good.
What can I do for
very,
you?
Very good. Good, good, good. Okay. So he also sings, King of the jungle, hey kid, stop your cute baby show. The atmosphere is already ripe and I conquer the audience in a moment. Roll out the carpet, get ready to be hoisted in the air. The bursting pop bottle, get ready for the last spur. How many fake MCs out there?
Yeah, that was Zico with his how many fake MCs out there. So Zico, who is the main rapper of the group, has a hip-hop album out at the moment called The Gallery, and it's great. He has two really good tracks on it called Veni Vidi Vici and Eureka. You remember the song Eureka is all about, they actually found the one girl in Korea that they consider to actually have a nice ass. And that's the whole song. Speaking of nice asses, next up, let's get ridiculously sexy with the girls from XID or EXID or however you want to say it, EXID, which is short for Exceed in Dreaming, which makes sense given how that they haunt my dreams, these girls.
Okay.
There are five there are five member South Korean girl group composed of Solji, Ellie, Hani, Hyerin,
Honey Bunny.
Not Honey Bunny, no. My cat's name is Honey.
Sorry.
Hani and Junghwa. So I don't know how many people are going to get this reference, but you've got to get ready to make like Jungkook, Bam Bam and Jimin, who are the secret EXID members, for a bit of up and down. We are. So this is EXID or XID and Up and Down.
We are it.
And that was Up and Down by Exid. Ooh, all the hip thrusting, all the hip thrusting. I was actually really tempted to make that the dance of the show, because don't forget we had the song and dance of the show coming up and the request section too. But getting back to this song, I was tempted to make that dance of the week or show as it was, but I think that would probably break the website and the internet with just guys clicking repeatedly to watch the video, because it's ridiculously over the top and sexualized. So you got the lyrics over there, Lily?
Yep, I do. So this girl sings, "I don't know, your eyes pretend to be innocent. You put me up and then bring me down. Then I feel loco, oh oh. You drive me crazy, like being forced to ride a roller coaster. Such a monster.
Such a monster.
Hey, baby boy.
Hey, baby boy.
Stop spinning me around and around. Hey, baby boy.
Hey, baby boy.
Stop being so risky. Stop touching me. Stop vaguely touching me. You, why. Up and down, up and down.
We are.
Yeah. If a girl tell you to stop touching her, stop. That's serious.
Yeah, they don't like it very often, actually, after they've told you to stop. It's, yes. Anyway, interesting thing about this song, and it's very popular in Korea, I think last year, but it should be noted that originally the song charted really poorly when it was released. But a fan cam of Hani, one of the singers, and a fan cam is when they basically record music videos or performances and have just them following one dancer, a fan cam of just following her during a performance. And it trended on social media and shot the song to number one 4 months after its release. It should also be noted that Hani is like really popular, but she is the dorkiest, just geekiest girl you could ever meet. She's got this really sexy outward appearance, but once she gets going, it's hilarious. Anyway, just saying. So coming up, we have Pia, Orange Range, requests, and song and dance of the show. So it's exciting stuff. Keep tuned to burst.co.uk with myself, Jazz, and with Lily.
Liana, hey.
Keep tuned to us for all your musical needs.
You're listening to Burst, Bournemouth's internet radio station.
Moving on, let's have some more rock, shall we? So Pia is a South Korean rock band formed in Busan in 1998. Their name means the universe and I, or just you and I, in Chinese characters. So they were formed by Halang Lee, Kim Boom Kim, Yoan Ok, and later joined by, God, I'm sorry for these pronunciations, Sims No and Hai Sung Yang on drums. Here's Masquerade Parade from their album Waterfalls, which was released in 2007. Hope you enjoy.
Really tell me.
And that was Masquerade Parade by Pia. What do you think of that?
Well, it's very 90s song, right?
Oh, it was released in 2007. I was saying earlier, it reminds me of an English band called Feeder.
Yeah, it's kind of have this vibe. I don't know. I'm going to say something really... No, people will kill me if I say that.
No, say it.
I don't know. It has this vibe kind of Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Foo Fighters, I think, would have a much bigger production.
Yeah.
A much fatter sound. But, yeah, to me it sounds like late 90s, early 2000s, like indie rock kind of vibe.
Yeah, it does.
Well, while we're doing rock music, we might as well keep going. Next up, I have a song by a band called Orange Range, who are most well known for doing, well, at least in this country, for doing anime stuff again. So they do the intros and outros. And I've explained that in Japan, there's a very close link between anime and singles released by Japanese bands because they cross-promote each other.
But wait, before you show it, don't you have the translation for Masquerade Parade?
No, because it was all in English. Yeah.
They were singing in English?
No translation necessary, or perhaps subtitles, I don't know.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. So yeah, Orange Range. Let's play some Orange Range, coming up with some more rock. Best known for doing the intros for, at least in this country, as I said, for Code Geass, or Geiss. I never know how to say that word. Geiss, I think. And Naruto. But this is the intro for the first series of Bleach. It's called Asterisk. You actually know this song, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good song. We do have a translation for this one because it is in Japanese.
Okay.
So anyway, I hope you guys enjoy. It's Orange Range and Asterisk.
Oh, 物語天と天を結ぶ星座の表に誰かにとって僕らも綺麗な絵描けてたらいいね見上げてごらんよほら冬のダイヤモンド緩やかな天の川すぐ勇気取り戻せるから放て光負けずにしっかり今時を超え誰かに届くまで
栄光の光はこの向こうに君たちと作っていくストーリー
星たちの光西への思い願い勝ちで声色あせろとなく届く左瞳に映る誰かの叫び風に思いを月に願いを力ある限り生きてくんだ今日も僕らの思いもいつか誰かの胸に光り続けようあの星のように空は一つどこまで行こうそう海の向こう今生まれる息吹たたれる命星は照らす波を解く長続くは繰り返すは空中等の一瞬でもいいや少しでいいや思いを刻むただ果てなく時を超えて描き出す
物語は心の中で続いているあの日の君はいつか容疑者に乗って
思いに開花して声色あせろこの後の左瞳に映る誰かの叫び風に思いも月に願いも力ある限り生きてくんだ今日も見上げた夜空の星たちの光一瞬の思いに開花して声色あせろこの後の僕らの思いもいつか誰かの胸に光り続けようあの星のように
And that was Asterisk by Orange Range. You got the lyrics over there?
Yeah, actually it's pretty funny because people that watched Bleach, that must be very familiar with this song, but they only know the first part of the song because that's the part that appears on the anime intro. Mm. So it's interesting if you're a fan to listen to the entire show. The same happens to me when I listen to Pokemon.
Which gets, actually, you'd be surprised how often the Pokemon theme tune gets played around here. And it's nothing to do with me, because I'm too old. I was in the wrong age group for Pokemon. So, and it has, I'm not the one who's into Pokemon.
I love Pokemon, but okay. Let's sing the lyric that...
I want to be the very best that no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. I don't know the rest of it.
Pokémon e com seu poder, tudo transformar. Pokémon, temos que pegar. Pegá-los eu tentarei. Pokémon, juntos teremos que o mundo defender.
World we must defend.
Pokémon. Temos que pegar, pegá-los eu tentarei, vai ser grande a emoção.
Pokémon!
Temos que pegar, gotta catch them all.
Pokémon!
Sorry.
I'm keeping that.
Sorry, I just know the lyrics in Portuguese.
I'm keeping that, that was brilliant. I even got to hit that high note.
Okay.
What's the lyrics for Orange Range?
Sorry for that, guys. Okay. The lyrics are, the light of the stars in the sky that I looked up to, old memories and wishes are sent, crossing through time unfading. The cries of someone are reflected in your eyes with a sparkle. The feel is in the wind. The wishes in the moon, they all live within powerful limitations today. Our feelings, too, will one day continue to shine with someone's heart like those stars. One, two bell chimes resound vast and deep to within the heart. Drops of stars like a story. Fine tracks are massed within them. The era moves along with time, and the flowing stars quietly move too. If you close your eyes and listen closely, goodbye. A a bunch of black and white photographs of the sky, a blowing muffler, white breath. I want to get closer, even if it's just a little, running double time until we're on a higher ground. If we take out a massive telescope, the lens will disturb the stardust. Time takes away time, and romance passes through the eras.
I think that deserves a round of applause. Good job.
But all the lyrics from animes, they are very nice.
Yeah.
They are really inspiring, tell about love and environment. I really like them.
Yeah. Thank you, Lily. You read that straight off. I didn't have to... That was brilliant. I'm really impressed.
Thanks.
She's a professional, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay, well, that was the end of that part of the show. Next up, we have requests. I should have like a jingle saying requests.
Requests. At
burst.co.uk. So, guys, if you want to send any requests in to me, you can get hold of me on Twitter at JazzGBO. That's JazzGBO.
JazzGBO, guys.
Yeah, so if you have any requests, which don't include the words, I want to hear, like, Justin Bieber, that'd be great. Because, you know, and I know full well after saying that, I'm going to get requests saying, can I have Justin Bieber, please? Bye. Anyway, moving on. So our first request is from Ben in Moscow. He says, please play some The Michelle Gun Elephant. No, really, that's their name. The Michelle Gun Elephant.
It's nice.
That's good. Apparently the name comes from them being unable to say what they originally wanted to say, and so they ended up just calling it The Michelle Gun Elephant because that's what they were trying to say.
Okay.
Anyway, they're a punk rock garage band from Japan and have produced quite a few albums. They're kind of difficult to find these days. It took me a long time to find this song, which is called Akage no Kelly, which translates as Red Hair Kelly. So Akage is like red hair.
Okay.
Anyway, so this is Akage no Kelly by The Michelle Gun Elephant for Ben from Moscow. Hope you enjoy, guys. That was The Michelle Gun Elephant for Ben from Moscow. What did you think of that?
That was pretty good, actually. Very catchy.
Yeah, I don't have the words for that one. Sorry, guys.
But we can sing the chorus, like, Red Hair Kelly. Okay. Red Hair Kelly. Something like that.
It actually reminds me I need to play some Blue Hearts at some point, who have a really... Actually, makes connection here. They had one of their famous songs is called Linda, 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 which I believe in Portuguese means beautiful.
Yep.
Which I have never met a Linda who was beautiful, so I find that rather...
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've met a couple of Lindas and I wouldn't ever... Oh, God, no, I need to cut this. Going to get in trouble.
They won't listen to this, will they?
No, it's fine. But it's, the Blue Hearts with Linda, Linda, Linda will be coming along at some point in the future. Next song. Oh, this next song is very famous. So this is less of a request and more of a dedication to a friend of mine called Michael. Michael Worrell, forever in the editing suite. He's always there, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's really nice.
He's a great guy. One of the first things Michael Worrell actually ever came up to say to me after I said, hey, yeah, do you like K-pop? And he's like, yeah. He's like, oh, well, you know this song. And I was like, yes, I know this song. So this is 21 and I Am the Best. Oh my God.
Oh my god.
And that was 21 with I Am The Best, nigga, Jane Jaraga.
Oh my god.
So, you got the lyrics over there, yeah?
Yep, I do.
Oh, good times. Let's find out what CL and the crew are saying.
Okay. So, Bomb starts to saying, whoever looks at me can see I'm kind of a killer, all right? This body is second to no one, all right? Then Dara said, you're falling in behind me, but I'm only running forward. I jump on top of the table you're sitting at. I don't care. And then CL says, if you touch me, you won't be able to handle it. I'm hot, hot, hot fire.
Hot.
Before I flip something over, please, can someone stop me? And then Minji says, I open my closet and put on the freshest outfit. The reflection of my face in the mirror, I carefully check it over. Right now it's 8. I'm supposed to meet up at 8:30. Tonight I set out with bold steps. Yo.
Yo.
I'm the best.
Nigga Chain Jalaga. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Excellent. Thank you, Lily. So we were talking about this earlier, but that song, on her show, Lily played a song called...
Oh, Beijinho no Ombro.
Yes. So we had, like, because we did Lily's Brazilian show like an hour ago. I was just sitting there going, God, this kind of song, like, really kind of matches up with something I'm going to play. And that song was sung by who?
Valesca Popozuda.
Which means...
Valesca Big Bomb.
Yeah. So, you know, if there was a fight between those groups of girls, I think 21 might win that one.
Yeah, I think blood will flow.
Yeah. So, 21, or 2NE1, if you prefer, following the broadcast of Microsoft's Surface Pro 3 commercial in August 2014, this song reached number one on Billboard's World Digital Songs chart with 6,000 copies sold on the week ending October the 11th. This song also received airplay from American radio stations without officially being released to the airplay market, which may explain why so many people actually know it, because Dwayne knows it as well, who's another guy that I actually work with on one of my other shows.
Yeah, but it depends on the place. I never heard of it.
No, I've actually never heard of it before getting into K-pop myself.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, right, that's the end of that one. Moving on swiftly. Remember, if you have any requests that you want to send to me, it's at JazzGBO on Twitter. So coming up next, we have Song and Dance of the Show. Song and Dance of the Show, this is always exciting. I get to play my favorite song that I've heard since the last show, and I get to play my favorite dance. And I will be putting videos of these in the post on the burst.co.uk website. So when I say the best dance and you're just sitting there going, but I can't see the dance. Well, get over to burst.co.uk and click on that link and you'll be able to watch the dance. Well worth it. And also check out some of our other shows there.
Prepare to be surprised.
By the quality of some of our shows, not including this one.
Not including mine too.
Oh, yours is wonderful. Don't be so down on yourself. Anyway, next up. We have Song of the Week, as I mentioned, and it is by a band called Standing Egg. Which might sound a bit strange, but that's the name of their band. And the song is called Yell.
Ah!
No, I didn't. That wasn't a declarative. I didn't ask you to yell.
Okay.
So coming up, we've got Standing Egg and Yell. Hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do.
비슷한 날들 오늘도 지나갔지만 한참 동안 제 자리라서 겁이 나 뭔가 자꾸 불안하게 만들지만 I'm fine 잠시 멈춰서서 거울을 봐 또 너를 불러봐 Take me higher 누가 비웃으면 어때 Take me higher 내가 믿고 있는 건데 You're so beautiful You're so beautiful 들여다봐 거울 속에 누가 웃고 있나 누가 날고 있나 I wanna love me now 익숙한 날들 또 다시 반복됐지만 한참 뒤쳐
지는 것 같아 겁이 나. 뭔가 자꾸 불안하게 만들지 마. I'm fine. 잠시 멈춰서서 가을을 봐. 또 너를 불러봐. Take me higher. 누가 비웃으면 어때? Take me higher. 내가 믿고 있는 넌데. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. 들여다봐 거울 속에 누가 웃고 있나? 누가 날고 있나? I wanna love me now. Oh oh. Take me higher. 누가 비웃으면 어때? Take me higher. 내가 믿고 있는 건데. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. 들여다봐 거울 속에 누가 웃고 있나? 누가 날고 있나? I wanna love me now.
And that was Yell by Standing Egg. What do you think of that?
That was lovely. I really like it. And it really reminds me of romantic pop from Brazil.
Yeah, as I said earlier, it kind of sounds like a Brazilian pop song.
It does.
Yeah. No, I chose it because it was so totally different to everything else I've had on this week. And it just evokes a completely different feeling.
Yeah, it's like even if I don't understand the lyrics, I get the feeling of the song. I got really moved by it. I really like it.
Yeah, I asked Ben, who we've had on the show before, about Zion T, which was my song of the show last week. And I said to him, but, you know, don't you feel anything? And he's like, nope, I don't understand a word he's saying. Like, that's not how music works, bro.
Sometimes you don't have to understand the lyrics to like it, you know?
Mm, yeah, exactly. And speaking of which, we have the lyrics right over there with you, don't we?
Yes, we do. So don't cry, guys, because it's very emotional. So they sing. Another day, just like any other, passes by. Scared I might be going nowhere. I keep getting anxious, but I'm fine. Take a moment to look in the mirror and call your name again. Take me high!
No! Yeah! No, that's good. You were in tune.
Sorry.
You're in tune. Go.
Nope. Okay.
It was really good.
Take me higher. So what if they laugh at you? Take me higher. I have faith in you.
I'm disappointed now.
You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Look into the mirror and see who's smiling, who's flying. I wanna love me now.
Brilliant. Excellent. I love it.
Another day, just like any other, passes by. Scared I might be falling behind. I keep getting anxious, but I'm fine. Take a moment to look in the mirror and call your name again. That was Standing Egg with Yell.
Yep, Standing Egg with Yell. A little bit about Standing Egg. They're made up of three core members, two composers and one writer. You're going to like this. They're named Egg 1, Egg 2, who's also charged in vocals.
Oh my God.
And Egg 3.
I love it, really?
Yes. Who personally write, compose and produce all their music. They emphasise the importance of individuality, thought, concept and philosophy. The group frequently uses three musicians, Clover, who is vocal and guitar, Han Kyul, who is double bass, and Hana, which means flower in Japanese, by the way, on the, I'm going to say djembe, but I have no, the djembe, I have no idea how to say that. It's D-J-E-M-B-E. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, I think I prefer egg one, egg two, and egg three.
Anyway, those three guys are part of their live session team who help them perform their songs in concerts and performances. They've got some great albums out. That song, which is Yell, is from their album of last year called Inner.
Cool.
And I highly suggest people check them out. You'll be able to, the thing is, you'll be able to find all of these guys on Amazon or iTunes, actually. I get most of my stuff from Amazon because they're a bit cheaper. And they don't have that ridiculous DRM, you know, so you can actually copy stuff because they're all MP3s rather than, you know, blocked iTunes crap. Anyway.
And it's also legal.
Anyway, next up, I actually chose a different song for my Dance of the Week.
Okay.
But speaking of iTunes and not being able to copy things onto our system, it wouldn't let me copy the song onto our system.
Hmm.
That's sad, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So I had to change my Dance of the Week. So originally I was going to play Tae Yang and Ring a Linger, which is quite well known. And the dance routine for that three years ago blew the internet out, or at least the Asian internet out of the water. They thought it was amazing. But I had to choose something else. So what did I choose? Well, I chose a group who is a rookie group. So they're a new group coming out at the moment. They're called Icon.
Okay.
They're actually, well, we'll talk about that when we finish the song, but they're kind of an interesting story. Anyway, this song is called Rhythm Ta. Rhythm Ta.
Rhythm Ta.
And this is the remix. I thought I'd shove in the rock version of the song. So I hope you guys enjoy. This is Icon with Rhythm Ta.
We gon' get it poppin'. poppin', we gon' get it poppin'. We gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it poppin'. We gon' get it low and it can read on top.
And that was Icon with Rhythm Ta. That was my choice for dance of the show. What do you think of that?
I think it's You Only Live Once, Korea style.
Yeah, possibly. So we got the lyrics up on the stage. Oh, I don't know. Scream?
Okay, I'm going to read it, but I won't try to rap it because, yeah, it won't work.
Are you sure? Go on. You were so good at singing earlier.
We gon' get it poppin'.
We gon' get it poppin', we gon' get it poppin'.
This is just a song, so get on the rhythm. Get on the rhythm.
Rhythm ta.
Get on the rhythm.
Rhythm ta.
This is just a song, so get on the rhythm. Sorry. So he says, yo, what you doing? Hurry and nod your head. Hurry and twist your chest and waist. We're not picky, for example, at time and place. We don't try to act cool, for example, idols these days. We're having fun. What other reason do you need? This is just a good, typical song to get on the rhythm. If you wanna put on a title on it, I'll be a compliment, because once this song is on, even the whales dance, yo.
Damn!
Damn!
One take. That was one take. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God.
That was brilliant. Well done.
Thanks.
I'm always impressed. So yeah, Icon and Rhythm Ta. Interesting thing about Icon is that they're a group who came out of like a Pop Stars or X Factor talent search. And if like One Direction.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of, I think last year or the year before, probably the year before. Can you imagine One Direction putting out that track?
Of course not.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
But this is the rock remix, so
it will be like literally white trash.
Oh. So yeah, the groups coming out of X Factor things in Korea are kind of crazy, and Icon are doing really well at the moment. They're holding their own with BTS. Well, they're not as big as BTS or EXO, but yeah, they're doing well. So good on them. Anyway, we're coming to the end of the show. Thank you very much for being here, Lily.
Oh, thank you. I have a great time.
We actually have Brendan, who's in the show too. Hello, Brendan.
Hello, everybody.
So thank you for joining us as well at the end here, Brendan. He's had a long day, so we're not going to make him talk too much. That's about the end of the show. Remember, if you have any questions, answers on the back of a postcard, or requests for the show, hit me up at jazzgbo on Twitter. That's JAZGBO. And you can correct my pronunciation if you write, if you want. I'll do my best to say things, you know, honestly, I will. Anyway, keep an ear out for our other shows on Burst. These include Kieran's Street Knowledge, Liana's Brazilian Trash, which we recorded earlier. There's another show going up. Ben's Motan Hour, Allison's Midnight Metal, that's coming up soon on Burst. And we have another episode of Something Old and Something New coming soon, don't we?
Yes, and you should also expect from a new program called Music for Dogs. I won't say any more, just expect it.
Woof. So yeah, I'm at the end of the show. I usually play something that's kind of crazy, kind of upbeat. But I'm going to actually leave you with a first for this show. I'm going to play some Chinese music.
Okay.
That's a bit different, isn't it?
C-pop.
C-pop. You know what? C-pop, as opposed to A-pop that we had last week. So here's our first bit of C-pop from a singer-songwriter named Jem. What's the stage name of, and I'm sorry about this, Chinese people, Gloria Tang Zeke. She's regarded as the Taylor Swift of China, and her fan base is growing exponentially at the moment, actually. She played London Wembley Arena last November to a massive crowd. So here's her song, Goodbye.
Goodbye?
Yeah, Goodbye, which is the last song we'll be playing. And here's her song, Goodbye, released last October from our album Heartbeat. So I hope you guys enjoy, and thanks for being here on the JK Show.
Bye.
Don't say goodbye, 让否不要说再见，你的再见，终。
Internet radio station. This is Burst.